Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. We serve the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is blessing us. Oh, yeah, he loads us up with benefits every day. And we are thanking that we are falling in love with Jesus. And that's the best thing that we've ever done. We're thanking him that we could call on his name. And before we call, he already answered. He is the God who loves his people. He loves us, and he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And don't forget, he said, love other people like we love ourselves. So, Father, our first commitment is to you, and then to our families, and then to love everybody, even those who seem like they're unlovable. Oh, you didn't give any kind of stipulation about it. You just said love. So, Father, we thank you for the kind of love you have for us, that love that brought you to the cross, Lord Jesus, that love. You say, Father, I'll go. I'll leave my crown in glory. I'll leave the streets that are paved with gold, and I'll go down. I'll go down to the earth, and I will, oh, yeah, I will die for them. I'll lay down my life. Today, Lord Jesus, we bless and honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for laying your only life down. But we thank you that God resurrected you on the third day, and that now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, now you are, oh God, now you are sitting on the Father's right hand, and you are praying for us. You're interceding on our behalf. You said, just in case they sin. So, Father, like Job said in his word, in case my children sin, oh, we cover them with the blood, in case they sin. So, Father, we thank you for the children today, all you're doing for the children, all you're going to do for the children. We bless your name. We praise and honor you today. The children, the children, the children, the children. Oh, you said, suffer little children, come unto you, and don't stop them. Don't forbid them, for they are part of the kingdom too. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God did not leave us clueless. No, he wants us to be knowledgeable, full of wisdom, full of understanding. How can we teach our children if we don't have wisdom from God? No, we don't get wisdom from encyclopedias, from the dictionary. No, we don't get wisdom from Facebook, Twitter, and those. No, no, no. The wisdom comes from God. So we got to get in the Bible every day. Open the word. It's not going to jump open. We got to open it. It's not going to get the dust off itself. We got to do it. Every day we got to read. We got to study. We got to praise our God. He's waiting for us to praise him. Because why? We have breath, everything. The trees can't do it. No, trees can't praise God. No, he said everything that has breath. So we are full of breath. We are full of life. And where our life come from? The Father. No, we didn't birth ourselves into the earth. God birthed us. So I thank God today for the mighty I Am who birthed us into this world. He was the one who did it. We didn't just come, you know, we didn't get dropped off by the storm. We got sent here. And guess what? Our children and us, we have a plan on the inside of us. It's a vision. It's a purpose that God put us here. He didn't just say, okay, go have fun. Work, sleep, eat, get up, go play, work. He has a plan The Almighty has a plan. So that plan that he put on the inside of us, we got to complete it. Our children have to complete it before they leave the earth. He said, write the vision. Make it plain. Don't write something scribble-scrabble. You know, we can't understand it. You got to make it plain. So our children, they have a purpose. We got to, as parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, we got to observe. We got to say, oh, yeah, the children, they have a plan. The children most definitely have a plan. They have a plan on the inside of them, and that plan is to do something vital in the earth realm, to do something great in the earth realm. So you may not know your purpose, but you got to teach your children. You got to observe them and see what purpose God put. I know he said he called some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Yes, for the work of the ministry. So our children got to work in the ministry. You know little Adelaide from New Orleans? She's already doing her work in the kingdom. She's about ready to sing. In a few minutes, she's going to be singing. Oh, my God. She's doing, her grandmother is praying every day for Adelaide. Adelaide is singing songs of praise. She knows how to pray. She knows how to sing. So we're going to say good afternoon, Adelaide. How are you today?
Good.
We're happy to have you today. How you doing?
Good.
How was school today, Adelaide?
Good.
Good for you. What are you going to sing today, Adelaide?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
How old are you, Adelaide? Oh, my God. You're such a big girl. Go right ahead and sing. You can sing.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible told me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible told me so.
Hey, man. Is that your brother singing with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hear him. You teaching your brother how to sing. That's awesome. Father God, I thank you for Adelaide. This mighty young one in the Lord, she is singing praises to you at 4 years young. She is young, vibrant, alive. We thank you for her safety and protection everywhere she goes. We thank you that Adelaide loves you already with all of her heart, soul, and strength. Adelaide knows your name, Father, and we're so grateful. In Jesus' name, keep her healthy. Keep her brother healthy. And we thank God for Julia, for her grandmother, Sister Esther Collins. She's training her up in the way she should go. Parents training, grandparents training. We thank God. It takes a whole village to raise one child. So we got to step in and help our children. You know, when they get out of line, you know, it don't hurt to tap them. Tap them on the little leg. Tap them on the little hand. You know, if they're touching a heater, you're going to say, nope, that'll burn you. So we got to tap them sometime. That's what the Lord said. He said, we beat them with a rod. It ain't going to even kill them. It's going to save their souls from hell. A lot of people say, oh, no, but I'm not going to. But when they get eye level with you, you're going to say, oh, my God, I should have obeyed God. So don't let them get eye level with you without tapping them sometime when they go on the wrong way. We thank God for you. Well, we have Sister Julia Walker on with us from Florida. Oh, he's singing too? What's he singing, Esther?
He's trying to talk in his phone. I'm going to put it back on mute.
Right. He know Adelaide's doing it, so he's following his big sister. Oh my God, I love to hear that. So cute. So we have Sister Julia Walker on with us, and she has Joe and her great grand. They're going to be praying and singing. So we thank God for them. Good afternoon, Sister Julia. How are you? She's on here. She may have her phone on mute. Hello?
Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Hi.
Ready?
Amen. Amen. This is Julia. And I have today
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old. I'm Kenny, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm Kenny, and I'm 5 years old.
That's your name, 7 years old.
We're going to say the Lord's Prayer, the Holy Father's Prayer, and let not your heart be troubled prayer. Amen.
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 Go ahead.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debt, as we give our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall be making me lie down in the green grass. And beside the waters, restores my soul. And the path of the shores, and the ship. Go walk through the valley, shadow of death. I fear no evil, but thou wilt be. God, I fear I'll be confident. Help her to mourn me. And the presence of my enemy. Turn out of my head with oil. With good will and power. She's going to get into my sister's body. All the days of my life, I should go on the path of the Lord. From every one we are, shepherd. Let not your heart be troubled, but God, who is also on me, my Father's house. I'm in the measure of one last soul. I'll come again
and see you.
And to myself, where I am.
Praise God, praise God. We're going to sing a couple of verses, Bible verses, and when you seem like you're having problems and you can't go through what is the scripture to read, I can what?
Do all things through Christ to strengthen me.
Amen. I can do all things through Christ
to strengthen me.
And when you're feeling down and out, who give you joy? The joy of what?
Of the Lord is my strength.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And what did the devil come to do?
Kill, and destroy.
And what God come to do?
Give you life and more abundantly.
Amen. And remember, when you're dying, I can what? I can do
all things through Christ which strengthen me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are they going to sing today?
Yes, they're going to sing, yes.
Amen.
Oh. Joe want to say something first before we sing. Is that okay?
Okay. Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Trust me, Lord my God. Then I name the deep and afraid, Lord my God. My family is heavy in the pain of my Lord. My Jesus, be quiet. Lord my God, I'm afraid, Lord my God. Then I Jesus, I'm afraid in the blood, my God. Our Lord, and our Father, and our Lord, and our God, and our faith. Then the name, amen.
Okay, let's sing the song.
Thank you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. I hear a chain falling.
There's
an army rising up.
Hallelujah.
There's an army rising up.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
I hear a chain fall.
I hear a
king calling. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Jesus said, let the children come to him. Don't stop them because they're part of the kingdom, too. So we thank God for Sister Julia Walker and her great-grandson and Joe. Oh, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Sister Julia, her Joe, her great-grandsons, oh, God. I pray a hedge of protection around them, in school, out of school, everywhere they go. I thank you for your love for them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for their obedience to their parents, to their grandparents, to their great-grandparents, to those who have a rule and authority over all the children, Lord. So we thank you that they are good examples when they go to school. They're all making good grades. They're listening to their teachers, following instructions. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we have Sister Vivian on with us from, she's from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to be leading today. She's the host, so we thank God for her, Sister Vivian. We have, today we have Sister Lanny on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. We have Sister Annette. We have Sister, okay, I'm sorry, that's it right there. We got an echo in the background, so I don't know, maybe somebody may have something going on, but we got an echo. All right, Sister Vivian.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sister Vivian.
Yes, yeah,
Sister
okay,
Vivian.
We got an echo, I hear it.
Do you have two phones on in your house?
Yes, we're trying to separate.
No, you got to just use one phone in your house for both people.
Okay.
All right. We have to use one phone. Okay.
Yeah, just put it on speaker so both of you can use it.
Oh, okay. All right. We got Sister Lanny, Sister Annette, Sister G, and myself, and Pastor Stephen.
Okay. Thank you. All right. It's on you.
All right. Praise God. Let's get started with our prayer request. Praise God for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Lanny, could you please pray for the parent that is suffering from the school shooting?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're the Father of all. We come in the name of Jesus that's so humble and so gracious that you love us. You gave us your salvation. You gave us your joy. You gave us your peace. The fruit of your spirit is in us and on us and working on us. Thank you for this season where we remember that Jesus came from his throne in heaven to come and sit on the throne of our hearts. And this is a place where we speak to the parents of the children that's been hurt by the loss that they have experienced in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that seat that's on the throne of their heart, that we pray, God, that you Lord there. And as you Lord there, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them confidence and faith that in spite of the loss, they can trust that you're yet in charge. God, that whatever they are experiencing, you are God of all comfort, and you are God of all strength. You're omnipresent, you're omnipotent, and you know everything, and you're everywhere, and then you're all good. Hallelujah. So, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them to find that place in their relationship with you where they can look for your all good. They can look for the sovereignty of the decisions that you've made. Now we bind the enemy for every assault on them and every assault on the family and upon their hearts and their minds that will try to draw them away from you as a result of this loss. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the enemy get no victory here, that your word, the blood of Jesus, plead even the name of Jesus, we plead over them now, and angelic release to them to begin to speak to their heart, that place where you reign on the throne of their hearts, where they can know that you have already covered them and you do have everything under control. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they will release all of their anxiousness, all of their anxiety, all of their hurt, pain, disappointments, all of those things that come with loss, and laid at the foot of the empty cross. And they would allow you to comfort them. They would allow you to speak to them. They would allow you to show them that there is a means to an end, and what the devil meant for bad, you're going to use it for good to strengthen them to know how to go from here. Now, God, I pray for parents who have not received you as Savior and Lord. I pray, God, you'll send ministry to them so they can know that they're not alone. They can know that you're already posted and in position to love on them, to give them the strength they need, give them the courage they need to trust you with, even in this loss. So I pray, God, for those who will come and minister, I pray for them. They will have open hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit has to say to them. And they'll make you welcome. And we come in the name of Jesus thanking you, Father, that even right now you're making all things well, and all the person, places, and things that need to be in place will be there to give them, empower them to have all they need. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Sister Annette, can you pray for children that are in a daze over the tragedy that has happened to their families, that they will recover from this?
Yes, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you today with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Lord. We thank you, Father. And, Father, even in spite of everything, Lord God, we know that you're the only wise, all-wise God. And so we come to you today, God. They had a day of prayer in Tennessee yesterday about those children. Lord, God, we know that something can be done. It's not that it can't be done. It's that it is not being done. And so we petition, we beseech you, oh God, by the mercies of God, that you would intervene in this nation, Lord God, regarding the gun laws and things that can be done to help protect the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then the children wouldn't have to be traumatized and in a daze about another school shooting and being afraid to go to school because they don't know if they're going to die or whatever. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to protect them, Father. Lord, we ask you for laws to change. Let the children see that some changes are being made, not just talking about it, God, and every week is something. But we ask you, Lord God, to deal with their hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. We ask you for your mercy and grace to engulf them, your love, your comfort and strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that during this time that they would draw nigh unto you, and you would draw nigh unto them in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to give their parents the words to say, Lord God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on what to say to them to try to comfort them. But above all, we pray for a change in this nation, Lord God, because we are sick and tired of hearing about children going to school and getting killed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so we come to you crying out for justice in this nation regarding our children, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to spare their lives. We ask you, Father, to forgive this nation for our evil, wicked, ungodly ways. Oh, God, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us in the name of Jesus. And we ask you as we come together, you said, my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Father, you said we're here from heaven and you heal our land. We are crying out for healing, Lord God. Oh, God, hear our cry today, Lord God, for our children, Lord God. And so we pray, oh, God, that mercy and grace would abound toward them, Lord. Just surround them with godly people who would encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then we ask you to heal their hearts, heal their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Pour in the oil and wine, Lord God. Let your healing virtue flow from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you, Father, as we ask you for healing, we ask you for a change in this nation. We ask you to convict the people that got the power. Father, those, including the church, Father, the church needs to stand up and speak out. But, God, in addition, every politician, Father, that will not speak out or do anything because of greed or whatever reason, Father, we pray that you bring that kingdom down. Break the evil power over their lives in the name of Jesus. We just pray that you convict them. Don't let them rest in the name of Jesus. Convict them, convict them, convict them, Father, that they would do something saying, I can't stand it no longer. In Jesus' name we pray. And we cover the children with the blood of Jesus, asking you surround the children with garrisons of angels at the schools, Father, to protect their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister G, can you pray that children don't get more traumatized with all the stuff going on with the Trump administration, all the rigmarole that's going on with that today?
Amen, amen, amen. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you that our children are being trained in the way that they should go. Those who belong to parents, grandparents of the kingdom. But, Lord, we have children that don't know you. They cannot say, our Father, which art in heaven. They don't know how to say that you are their shepherd. They don't know your name. So, Father, many of them are living in fear. They're like, will I be next, Mama? Daddy, will I be next? Are they going to murder me next? They're living in all kinds of fear. And, Lord, the news sensationalized stuff so much so that people are so traumatized, they're afraid to come out of their houses. The children are afraid to go to school. They're afraid to go outside, ride their bicycles, play baseball, basketball in the park, or go to the Y, or go swimming or fishing, whatever it is. They are so afraid that they do not want to move, oh God, from where they are. Some of them, Lord God, are so traumatized, they're paralyzed, they're stuck. They say, no, I don't want to eat, I don't want to sleep. They can't sleep, they're having nightmares. But Father, we know that you are the Almighty. You created all children in your image. And so, Father, send someone that can help them. Send someone, not just counsel, but get them delivered from the fear in the name of Jesus. So, Father, send godly people in the area where those people, the three adults and the three children were murdered. Lord, violence is in our neighborhood. We come against the spirit of violence and crime and all those hideous things that are happening to our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our nation, every city, every state in our nation. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare, you said, the violent take it by force. So we take back our nation from the violence, the crime, the hideous things that are going on. And we decree and declare peace. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Make peace. Peace in our city. Peace in our nation. Peace in our schools. Peace in our homes. Allow peace to move forward. And we give you praise and thanks ahead of time because we know that you're going to bring forth peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Sister Vivian, we have
yes,
Sister Mary Nichols on with us now.
Okay. Pastor Steve, pray that no more children be taken in, by the Taliban.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the life of these children. We pray, Lord, we'll lift this one before thy throne of grace because these are the heartbeat of you, God. Therefore, we ask that your eyes will be upon them because they are your own and you will love them. We pray that the hand of the wicked shall not exert on the lot of the righteous. And therefore, these children are yours. Therefore, no power of darkness, no evil spirit will be taking them away. Come against those that have been enslaved by Taliban and by any other form of wicked association in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against those who have been taken captive in the hands of the Taliban and also in the hands of the evil, bloodied people who are after their children. Lord, is anything too hard for you to do? We believe in you. We believe in the power of you, God. Lord, these children knows you, and they are for you. They are weak and vulnerable. They have no strength to defend themselves. Lord, look at their fragile hearts that is calling, asking, and believing for a help. We know help coming from you. This afternoon and this evening, Lord, show yourself strong. Wherever these children are, not only in Afghanistan or any part of the world, Iraq or wherever, but all over the world, even in Africa, the banditry that is going on, that children have been kidnapped and taken to the bush. Lord, we ask for your intervention. Lord, intervene now. Set them free, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you've done it before. You show yourself strong when there wasn't a hope. This time around, we are calling you once again. The Lord, you are strong and mighty, and you are able to do that which is beyond understanding of mankind. You are the God that fought and won battles. And you are the same God today. And your words say that you shall be same forever. Therefore, hear the cry of these innocent children. And Lord, intervene. We pray that they will have peace. And they will serve the Lord and worship him. Father, whatever be the darkness, let your light shine. And let your peace prevail in the life, the heart, the mind, and the soul of these ones. In Jesus' mighty name, you are the one we depend. You are the one that we trust. You are the one that you say, and it comes to pass. You are the one who says no, and no one says yes, Lord. This time around, our hands are lifted up. Our voices are calling, and our heart is believing and trusting that, Lord, you will make a way and set this one free. Precious Father, we lift these children before you. Save them, preserve them, and keep them in your pavilion. We know you are God, and nothing is too hard for you. We trust you, and we trust in the resurrection power of your Son, Jesus Christ. Speak for us. Let it be calm in the hearts of these children. May they never be enslaved any agenda of the wicked, but may they know the light of the Lord. May the light and brightness of God permeate their hearts. And may the joy of the Lord envelop the entire being, that they will sing the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ all the days of their life, and they will praise you forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Mary, pray for the poor and the hungry children. For God said we'll have the poor with us all the time. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and praise you. And as our sister just prayed, is there anything too hard for you?
Nothing.
With a resounding no, no. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, all that you have done, and all that you are doing. Bring the children who are homeless, the children who are hungry,
yes,
those children who need care. Bring them before you, Lord, asking that you will provide, touch the hearts of your people so that the children who are hungry and homeless will not remain hungry or homeless. We just praise you, Lord, and thank you for all of your wonderful blessings. And we just ask that special attention would be paid to these children, homeless and hungry. Special attention, provision, and your love that covers them, your blood that covers them. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and will do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, Lord God, we are coming against the spirit of suicide on these children from these schools, that they, because they are troubled, God, and don't know what to think or what to do, God, that they might consider taking their lives or doing the same thing. God, we're coming against any evil spirit, oh, Father God, that may try to traumatize their mind with trying to do the same thing or trying to take their lives, oh, God, because they feel like they can't go on any further. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing every child before you, oh, God, Father God, oh, God, that's been traumatized by all the killings that's going on our streets and in our schools and everywhere, God, where there is murder. So many children has been standing right in the spot when the gun passed right by them and killed a brother or their father, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh, Father God, today you say where two or three are gathered in your name, you be in the midst, God. And we know that you are here, God, that touch these children's minds. Touch their thoughts, oh, God. Let their thoughts get on good thoughts, things that are good, things that are pure, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not think on the evil things that is going on and happening in this world, God. Oh God, because we are in this world but not a part of it. We pray, oh God, that they be ministered to when they're thinking about suicide. In the name of Jesus, Lord, someone will go, oh God, you will lead someone that's loaded with your word to walk up, oh God, and touch them, oh God, and oh God, help heal the heavy burden that they are carrying, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, our children are hurting in so many ways, God, and God, we know that you know, oh God, but you told us to pray ye one for another, and we are praying for these children at this hour, God. Yes, God, you have appointed this time for us to come together, God, and we thank you for it, God. Oh, God, that our children be healed. They will not allow the enemy to, oh, God, provoke them to suicidal thoughts, cutting their hands, taking overdose, or whatever they do, oh, God, to take their lives. I speak right now and say that they shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, God, you made them for a purpose and a reason, God. Hallelujah. Let them live out their purpose, oh, God, and the plan that you have for them, God. Yes, oh, God. Yes, the devil would not want them to live it out. But, God, you already planned it, and we pray that it shall be. Hallelujah. You told us to speak a thing, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. That they shall live out the will and destiny for their lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next, we're going to have Sister Lainey pray for the children that are in hospitals where they're saying that there is no hope, but there is hope in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you that your heart is, you have a heart for children. You have so much love for us. We celebrate this season, the gift of Christ, who came to make all things possible. And we lift up the children who are in the hospital and those who may be ill at home, have unique situations, Father, where the doctors are trying to find what to do. Father, I pray that you'll guide their process. In the meantime, Father, we present them to you, the Lord, as candidates for your healing according to your own heart, according to your word, your will, and your way. We know, Father, you said, well, two or three touch and agree, you'll be in the midst. And we agree with you. We agree with your will. We pray that our will is your will, and that's all we desire. We pray for healing for the children. We pray for wholeness for the children. We pray for their deliverance. That they will be comforted, they'll be strengthened, they'll be loved and cared for, and most of all, they will live to fulfill their purpose that you put them on the earth to do. Oh, God, we know that you have a plan to get them in position so they can operate in power. So we pray, God, that the enemy will not steal that away from them, but that through your divine intervention and through the power of your resurrected name of Jesus Christ and your grace, your mercy, and your all those things are working together right now to care for the children. We pray, God, that whoever they belong to, parent-wise, that you will cause them to know you, cause them to want to allow you to lead them to be better parents, to help love on their children and tell them about the graces of you on earth and for the rest of their lives. So we thank you, Father, for that healing. We thank you for your divine intervention. Now, we come against the enemy right now that think he has a stronghold. We bind that in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will be released from that hold, however the enemy got there, however he tried to interfere with their wellness. We bind it, and in Jesus' name, that it falls to the ground and die, and your purpose will be raised in them, and your hope will be raised in them, and your healing will be raised in them. How we love you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Bless our children. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, bind and rebuke the spirit of drugs that's steady arising, that is ceased in Jesus' name.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're all-knowing, all-present, and all-seeing. And, Lord God, as we cry out for the children, Lord God, that they would not turn toward drugs, Lord God, but they would turn to you, Lord God. Father, we know, Father, that pain is involved when children turn to drugs, when people turn to drugs, some type of pain, something. And, God, whether it's curiosity, whatever it is, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just curse the seed and root of that evil spirit of addiction, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, that deceptive spirit, Lord God, that would try to deceive people, that they would find love and peace and joy and acceptance, Father, the counterfeit, Lord God. So we bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we just lose truth and understanding and love toward those people, Lord God. Father, we curse the seed of rejection in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just say to them, we speak to their spirit and say that God loves you with an everlasting love. And so, God, we pray, oh, God, that they would turn to you. We pray, Lord, of the harvest, that you send forth laborers across their path in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless them with real friends, that they would feel like they have somebody they can talk to, somebody they can turn to in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon them, oh God. Father, spare their lives. Let them not be deceived, thinking that this is the way to find peace and love and acceptance in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to heal their hearts, to heal their minds, to heal them, oh God, their bodies, their spirits, Lord God. And above all, we do pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say everything that the devil means for evil toward them, that you turn it around for good, that you sanctify, consecrate them for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just pray that love would engulf them. Oh, God, Father, love, let your love shine on their lives, Lord God. Loose the people, Father, that would be able to let the love of God be shed abroad in their hearts toward them in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God. We just ask you to snatch their hands, Father. Let their soul escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowler in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, for making a way of escape, because you are a deliverer. So we just thank you, Father. Lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from all evil in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy according to your loving kindness and tender mercies, God. Redeem their lives, rescue them from the hands of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for the old destructive spirit won't go into classroom and clowning and upsetting the children in the classroom, those that are trying to learn.
Okay. All right. I want to let you all know my cousin Shirley is on with us. She's listening today. I didn't know if you wanted to pray with us or not. And Michelle is on, baby Chloe's mother as well. So if you guys want to pray, you can let me know. I text you already. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, you said foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will beat it out of them. So, Lord, they have rules and regulations so that the teachers cannot spank anymore, but the parents can. So I think that the parents will not tolerate foolishness from their children, especially in the classroom where learning is taking place. But, Lord, so many children are out of control. They think they go to school to eat lunch and to play, go on the playground and play. They have forgotten that school is an institution of learning. So, Father, that spirit that go in there to cause disruption, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare you will not disrupt learning anymore, that you would either, you would leave in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that our children will be taught that school is a learning institution where they go to learn from A to Z. Whatever level they're on, they will learn. They will be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his friends. They were knowledgeable of all subjects. They were full of wisdom, full of understanding. And, Lord, we know it's because they were taught that. Our children sometimes are not being taught. So I think that our children will begin to be taught why they go to school. Their parents will make, you know, call. Just go up there and find out how their children are doing. If they're, you know, sitting down listening to their teacher, following instruction, good. They'll get a good report. But if they're not, I think that they'll handle that business at home so that that spirit will not go to school to disrupt the classroom anymore. We cancel the spirit of disruption in the classroom, on the playground, in the hallways, in the bathroom, the cafeteria. We decree and declare learning will take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Mitt, Brother Steve, pray for evangelism for the children.
Father, once again, we appreciate your presence this very hour and moment. Lord, we lift the children in Africa, Lord, before you. We pray that, Lord, as we are in partnership today, Lord, to pray and also see to the evangelism or evangelizing children in Africa. We pray that your spirit will pour upon every evangelist, every teacher, every child teacher in any of the churches in our Christian organizations who are very agile to the gospel and ministry to children in Jesus' name. The Lord, they will go forth strong and carry this mantle of proclaiming liberty children to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we know it's a battle, but we know yet that we need men who will stand in the gap to witness to these ones. Father, we pray that this heart will be prepared, men and women hearts will be prepared, and they will be ready, Lord, to go through the towns, cities, villages, and cottage to witness and to proclaim the gospel to the lost souls of these children. Father, we also pray for the unreached children in the various areas, those who are in bondage, those who have been kept by falsehood, teachings, and religions. Lord, we set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. As the gospel is reached to them, the light of the Lord will be thrown into this, into the life of these ones, Lord. It is our prayer. It is our hope. The Lord, men and women will be sent from all over the world, from the nations, Lord, to reach out to the lost in our part of the world. Lord, we know there is no distance in prayer. Even as we pray today, Lord, you are sending forth your messengers to go, to proclaim, to snatch these ones from the darkness, and Lord, cause them to see the light all the days of their life. There are many who are waiting for a hope to be ministered. There are many who are waiting for a light to shine in their heart. And therefore, Lord, we pray that there will be light shining, Lord, across the continent of Africa, especially in the northern Nigeria, Lord, in Niger, in Mali, Lord, in Burkina Faso, in all the parts of Africa. Let your light shine in the heart of these children. Let them know the Lord Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. That with him, they can make it. That with him, all things are possible. Lord, we ask and believe that these men and women will be sent forth as ambassadors, as messengers of Christ, to reach out and give hope to hopeless. We thank you, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Mary.
Amen. Sister Mary. She can hear me.
No,
Sister Mary?
Still...
Okay. Sister Mary? Sister Mary? Sister Mary?
It may be some type of technical difficulty that she can't, you know, get through. I don't know. But she's on.
All right. Father, in your mighty name, O God, we come, O God, for our young people not to be slothful, O God. And Lord, you spoke in your word about being slothful. Lord, we don't want our children to be slothful. Lord, O God, infuse them that they want to get out and get a job and go to work and provide for themselves like it started in the beginning. God, you sent men out to prepare for their wives, oh God, to get ready, oh God, to receive their bride. They got to, Lord, men is to, oh Father God, be a provider, oh God, and teach his family, oh God. So we pray that children will have a mind to go to work, oh Father God, and not be slothful and laying around every day, Father God, to get some food stamps or a Social Security check in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, sometimes I really hate this system, but sometimes it is really needed, God. So, Father, I pray, oh God, that young men and young women will go out and find jobs and do what they have to do and then look for better, that they have a mind, hallelujah, they have a mind to not stay in one place but to progress. Oh, Father God, in their lives, that they have lives dedicated unto you, Lord God, Father God, willing, oh God, to be the next mayor or to be the next governor or to be the next president, God, what in whatever area that they, oh God, progress in, because everybody will not be the same, God. They might be a technician, but God, we praying that our young people will have a new mind. I don't care if they're working in Burger King, long as they got a new mindset to help them to pay their rent, oh God, or Father God, put gas in their car. They will not be a beggar in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. They will not be standing on the corner begging. Praise God. Oh, Lord, we don't want a beggar, Father God. We want prosperous young people to grow up in the admonition of the Lord, to fulfill, oh God, that which you have put in their hands to do. You said do it with all of their might. Hallelujah, Father God. And when you see them, oh God, pressing, God, you will help them in the press. Hallelujah, praise God. And Lord, you will make their way prosperous. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank you, Lord God, for our children today. We thank you, Lord God, they are going to be better. Oh God, we thank you for those that are progressing. We thank you for those that do have a desire. We thank you for those that are college students, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, they will find jobs when they come out, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, gracious are you to us, oh God, when we take in, oh God, steps. Oh God, you are right there to help us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. So when they take that step, God, oh God, let them know that you will never leave them, God, nor forsake them. Let them know, oh God, you got them engraved in the palm of your hand as they look to you, Lord God.
And, Father, as I get ready to close out today, God, oh, God, on this prayer, I look on everyone, oh, Father God, that has prayed a prayer today. Oh, God, that has spoken out of their mouths, oh, God. Oh, God, no weapon formed against them. Bless those that didn't pray, oh, God, but they agreed in the spirit. Hallelujah, praise God. God, that the blessings of the Lord be upon them, and no weapon formed against you all shall prosper. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Sister Vivian.
Thank you.
Sister Vivian, I want to ask Pastor Steve, what country is he from, and would he like to say just a few brief words to us before we close out?
Okay.
Please, I'm from Ghana in West Africa.
Okay, do you have any words you want to say before we close out?
Yes, I believe that in unity, and as we all commune and in prayer with the Lord, I trust that every soul who is hearing us will be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Also pray for the sick who are hearing us, that God will touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus. And also ask that the children in Africa will be saved. They will come to the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the light of the Lord will shine in their heart. And they will do the biddings of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes. Amen. We agree with that for children all over the world. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Pastor C. We'll be talking as the Lord leads.
Bless you all.
All right. Everyone have a blessed day. We thank God for each of you. We love you all. We pray God's blessings upon all of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you.
And you. Bye-bye. Love God. Bye-bye. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.